Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On June 17, 1972, the Watergate burglary is discovered. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The story's familiar. A break-in, a cover-up, a president resigns in disgrace. And it flowed from the attempt to wiretap the offices of the Democratic National Committee on this date in 1972. To commemorate the occasion, I'd like to share excerpts from the text of the original Washington Post story on the break-in, written by Alfred E. Lewis, with reporting contributions from, among others, two young reporters named Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, who would soon leap on the story and make it their own. Here is how the paper reported the initial news under the headline, Five Held in Plot to Bug Democrats' Office Here. Five men, one of whom said he is a former employee of the Central Intelligence Agency, were arrested at 2:30 a.m. yesterday in what authorities described as an elaborate plot to bug the offices of the Democratic National Committee here. Three of the men were native-born Cubans, and another was said to have trained Cuban exiles for guerrilla activity after the 1961 Bay of Pigs invasion. They were surprised at gunpoint by three plainclothes officers of the Metropolitan Police Department in a sixth-floor office at the plush Watergate, 2600 Virginia Avenue Northwest, where the Democratic National Committee occupies the entire floor. There was no immediate explanation as to why the five suspects would want to bug the Democratic National Committee offices, or whether or not they were working for any other individuals or organizations. A spokesman for the Democratic National Committee said records kept in those offices are, quote, not of a sensitive variety, although there are financial records and other such information. All wearing rubber surgical gloves, the five suspects were captured inside a small office within the committee's headquarters suite. In court yesterday, one suspect said the men were anti-communists, and the others nodded in agreement. The operation was described in court by prosecutor Earl J. Silbert as professional and clandestine. One of the Cuban natives, the Washington Post learned, is now a Miami locksmith. The early morning arrests occurred about 40 minutes after a security guard at the Watergate noticed that a door connecting a stairwell with the hotel's basement garage had been taped so it would not lock. The guard, 24-year-old Frank Wills, removed the tape, but when he passed by about 10 minutes later, a new piece had been put on. Wills then called police. According to police and a desk clerk at the Watergate, four of the suspects, all using fictitious names, rented two rooms, number 214 and 314, at the Watergate Hotel around noon on Friday. They were said to have dined together on lobster at the Watergate restaurant on Friday night. Yesterday afternoon, the U.S. Attorney's Office obtained warrants to search the hotel rooms rented by the suspects. They found another $4,200 in $100 bills of the same serial number sequence as the money taken from the suspects, more burglary tools, and electronic bugging equipment stashed in six suitcases. One of the bugging devices found at the scene of the Democratic National Committee offices was described as being about the size of a silver dollar and capable of being hidden underneath a telephone or a desk. And so a presidency would fall, distrust would be sown, and history made. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Audacy company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually million-dollar advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.